Okay, and finally we have Kara Wiseman from the Office of the Victorian Government Architect.
So I'm not a amazing space scientist, but what I am really interested in is how we shape the places where humans live now. And so there's probably a lot of lessons we can take from that into how we think about how we live in other places and shape them. As an architect, and I work at the Office of the Victorian Government Architect here in Melbourne, I'm coming at this from looking at the lessons we have from how we shape the space we live in now, and then how we can perhaps learn from that. And what we often use in the office is design principles around how you make decisions, around how you shape space. These are ones that we have in our office. They're pretty high level, but it talks to understanding where you are and then responding to that to make places that work for everybody. I'm also a big hippie, and I'm a huge fan of permaculture because it just makes sense, basically. It's nothing new. I love the framework that this has, which is about three ethics as well as 12 principles. The ethics are nothing new. If you look at across pretty much all cultures besides the current one we have, they're common to that, which is around respect for the earth, the people, and then a fair share of all that resource there. It's as simple as that, but it's also gives you a really strong ethos around how you start to make decisions around what you do with the resource you have. The permaculture principles, there's 12 of them that relate on so many different levels to how you actually start working with places. Observe and interact as the first one is also pretty core. Again, it's deceptively simple, but it's that framework for how you do that. And we've talked about how colonisation is something we want to move away from, but I'm going to speak to that a little bit because there's a lot of lessons there that we can learn, and it's even in where we are right now. We'll go back to these if we have time. Because for each of these, there's ways we can then think about how we then approach the moon without going in with solutions of this is what this could look like, of what's here. How do we respond to it? How do we use what we have? And then making design decisions about how to shape that based on that. Here we are on the banks of the river out here. And this is just down the street looking up after English settlers had arrived and started to look at the space they had and then started to overlay their own ideas around how you could use that space. All those tree stumps just in the middle of what is now, that's Market Street down on Flinders, speak a lot to basically ignoring all the permaculture principles, but especially the first one around observe and then interact with what you have and understanding what you have and working with it. And the trees were sort of seen as this, you know, resource that you didn't really need, so let's just get rid of that. The people who lived here had lived here for a very long time and had evolved with the earth, had a really deep understanding of the place, an incredibly symbiotic relationship of management and respect where they were pretty much of the land. And that ethos is really quite at odds with the colonial mindset of coming in and sort of going, oh, look at all this resource we have that we can just use for whatever our purpose is, which is also reflected in the way that this grid was laid down by Robert Hoddle, was a surveyor, so in 1837, he laid this very Cartesian, straight, ordered grid over top of what was already quite a well-managed place, to literally imposing this order and idea about ownership and spaces and boundaries across a space already had that. And what happened there was that Elizabeth Street was actually a creek. It still is a creek. Laying a street over top of it didn't change that fact, but it's just, for me, it's so symbolic of how you can, it's failing at that observe and interact thing and not responding to the place, and the consequences of that, of just not spending the time to understand the place you are, is that Elizabeth Street floods all the time. There's stories from the first years of people literally being washed down the street, and it's nothing new. it keeps happening because it's still a street and there's still, this is still a place where water moves around and all the elements work together. There's someone having a swim down there, you know, this century. And we're still not learned, we still haven't learned all these lessons that are just right there in the land, that are all there, that just tell you how to work with it. If you just sort of, I guess, check that colonial mindset enough to not think that you have the answers, and to also not go in going, what can this thing do for me and what can I take from it, which is that very colonial idea, but to understand inherently the place you're actually going to. The whole question around whether humans should even be on the moon is something we can have a bit of a chat about, but it's quite interesting how we have this tiny little like edge of the Earth that we've evolved really well to be in. Putting delicate human meat bags on the moon away from all of the things that we need, like as a, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs is shelter and food. Neither of those things are on the moon right now. To get all of that resource there and then also to work with what you have and understand that is an incredibly energy-dense thing to do. And so it's working, but for me, I see there's a lot of things we can learn from looking back, stepping back and using the design principles to then assess exactly how you start to think more about how you do that. Yeah, I'd really like to chat more about with you guys about that.
Excellent, fantastic. Please thank Cara.